Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with another episode of the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And I do these devotionals from the Suffer Well Devotional Series. Now, I did not pick this current episode. I just do it in order. And today's episode is Church and State. Now, if you're listening to this on a local radio station, these will air maybe 2 to 3 weeks after they air live on my YouTube channel and on my website. I don't know where we'll be in 2 or 3 weeks from today. But as we're reading this today, right now, there's a big issue with the church and state, and there's a big vote coming up to decide who our next president's going to be, and so maybe in 2 or 3 weeks we'll know more, but as of now, everything sits up in limbo about this. So I find it very interesting that today is the day that this devotion comes up, and I want to warn people about some of the things that's happening here with church and state. So I'm going to read the devotional right now. I just wanted to say that because the more I was reading this devotional, the more I was like, wow, this is really interesting that it came up right now. So church and state from the Suffer Well devotional series. We begin reading. And so we glimpse into the psyche of the evil genius, the unfeathered ego, and we listen to the scams it conjures. The only way to truly determine a nation of chosen children is to separate the priest from the governing and judging the nation. We must detach the congregation from those who will govern them, spiritually, morally, and ethically. We must convince them that the government is not supposed to be run by the priest. Priests have no place in government. And so this philosophy of separating church and state, one that you may have even come to support and perhaps claimed as the entitlement of a free people, was always intended to mock Yahweh and to subdue the enslave the minds of the children. To the contrary, a theocracy, a nation run by priests, is the commanded model for the government on earth. It must closely resemble the government of heaven, the scat of righteousness government, the seat of righteous government would be a place where the priest could pass judgment and then be confident that the outcome of each judgment would be dealt with swiftly by Yahweh himself. We are reminded of the scriptures about righteous justice in the ways of righteousness, which was the Suffer Well devotional number 338. For the administration of justice will return to the ways of the righteous, and the upright in heart will follow it, Psalms 94:15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, and yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of Yahweh that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 to 16. The time is near. The administration of justice will return to the ways of righteousness. A man's attempts to alter this kingdom order will always fail for one perpetual reason. Yahweh does not change. Malachi 3 verse 6. Outside of a theocracy, a constitutional republic is the best attempt to mimic the government of heaven. If run well, it uses an unaltered document, a constitution against which to base and weigh every decision of man. It is meant to guard the evil heart and desires of man from corrupting what has been previously established as unmovable. The inherent deficiency, however, is that the founding document is established by man in the first place. Secondly, many will inevitably ignore what it says, citing that it was written another time for another people who had different values and needs. Because it is man-made, it can never match the fullness of what is the standard for the true governing body of Yahweh. His word is inerrant and timeless. The uttermost failure enters when the idea of democracy invades the republic. It is often crouched under the premise that in order to be fair, free people need a voice. The concept that a public servant would be selected by a majority and this sovereign should then represent the desires of the majority is the fulfillment of the ego's master plan. Its aim is to hide that Yahweh is the majority of one. Imagine living in Sodom and Gomorrah and being told most of us agree with the eubocracy, and so it is the law and you must abide by it. How about living in Babylon? Everyone knows he is our leader, and whatever he says is the law. Doesn't your scriptures tell you to obey your governing authorities? Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which Almighty has established. The authorities have existed and been established by Almighty. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what the Almighty has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Romans 13, verses 1 and 2. Ouch! How can you defend against such obvious mandate? Is the word of the Most High demanding we submit to every authority as if appointed by Yahweh himself? The children of Yahweh have been seduced into accepting the idea that they too are commanded to submit, even if represented by those who do not know him, even to those who specifically implant laws that are blasphemous. If you have preached and practiced Romans 13, 1 and 2, as such, the following word should pierce your soul this very moment. The key to understanding authority is found in Romans 13, verse 4. For the one in authority is the Almighty's servant. For your good, but if you do wrong, be afraid. For the rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are the Almighty's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. If you study what is meant by good, you will find that it is defined by inherently and intrinsically good. What originates from the Most High and is empowered by him is the authority's life through faith. If you do the same for a servant, you will learn it means minister and refers to Yahweh inspiring his servants to carry out his plan for his people. You must follow authorities who rule for good by what originates from the Most High and who are the empowered by him in their lives through faith and who are inspiring by the people to carry out Yahweh's plans. Conversely, he who has commanded, do not bow to other. The other might put no other might besides him. Yes, how quickly you make masters authorities who do not measure up to Yahweh's standards. And how quickly does the congregation of the chosen adhere to and promote such heresy. Yahweh's people are called to be the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. Yes, indeed, the evil genius is very effective and so subtle. Your light was supposed to be set on a hill as a witness of your Father's glory to the world. Yet it has been hidden under a basket. It has been demanded due to fear and ignorance. Wake up. The days are few and the time is near. Remember, loved one, Yeshua did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill them. Matthew 5:17. The fact that the church would reach you otherwise is exactly the fact that the church would teach you otherwise is exactly why it has been fooled into promoting submission to unrighteous authority. But do not be mistaken. The admission of justice will return to the ways of righteousness and is coming soon. So that is our devotional for today, which is church and state. And again, it's a very interesting subject, and I want to talk about this today. And as we're reading this, just help you to understand and see what's being said here. So the idea of who's in charge or whose authority to listen to. See, the real plan of Yahweh was to give us our own constitution, which is the Torah, which is guidelines and instructions of our Creator. People often mistake the commandments as you must do this or as a law. But no, they're guidelines and instructions for us to live by. And they should be the standard of everything we do. And it doesn't necessarily matter who's in authority if they're abiding by these commandments. If they're putting these commandments into effect, then that should be it. And in that case, you submit to authority because they're keeping Yahweh's commandments. Now, if somebody's put in government and they're not following Yahweh's commandments, no way does somebody telling you to sin supersede the instructions of Yahweh. Now, there are times of Yahweh's hierarchy or Yahweh's order where one must decide what is the worst of two evils. And you have to make that decision. Is this one more important than that one? Because either way, you're going to end up sinning. But Yahweh has nothing in his word that's counteractive to each other. It's just our understanding of these things. And we must understand who's responsible for what in his hierarchy and in his order. But let's go back to the beginning and look at what Yahweh's plan was versus all the other nations and what truly set Yahweh's people apart and where that change took place and how the enemy came in and changed it. We read 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8 says the people of Israel want a king. Samuel had two sons. The older one was Joel and the younger one was Abijah. When Samuel was getting old, he let them be leaders at Beersheba. But they were not like their father. They were dishonest and accepted bribes to give their unfair decisions. One day the nation's leaders came to Samuel at Ramah and said, "You are an old man and you set a good example for your sons, but they haven't followed it. Now we want a king to be our leader, just like all the other nations. Choose one for us." Samuel was upset to hear the leaders say they wanted a king. So he prayed about it, and Yahweh answered, "Samuel, do everything they want you to do. I am really the one they have rejected as their king. Ever since the day I rescued my people from Egypt, they have turned from me to worship idols. Now they are turning away from you. Do everything they ask, but warn them and tell them how a king will treat them." Samuel told the people who were asking for a king what Yahweh had said. "If you have a king, this is how he will treat you. He will force your sons to join his army. Some of them will ride in his chariots. Some will serve in cavalry, and others will run ahead of his own chariot. Some of them will be officers in charge of 1,000 soldiers, and others will be in charge of 50. Still others will have to farm the king's land and harvest his crops, or make weapons and parts for his chariots. Your daughters will have to make perfume or do his cooking and baking. The king will take your best fields, as well as your vineyards and olive orchards, and give them to his own officials. He will also take a tenth of your grain, grapes, and give them to his officers and officials. The king will take your slaves and your best young men and your donkeys and make them do his work. He will also take a tenth of your sheep and goats. You will become the king's slaves, and you will finally cry out to Yahweh to save you from the king that you wanted, but Yahweh won't answer your prayers." The people would not listen to Samuel. "No," they said, "we want to be like the other nations. We want a king to rule us and lead us in battle." Samuel listened to them and told Yahweh exactly what they had said. Do what they want, Yahweh answered. Give them a king. And Samuel told the people to go back to their homes. So we see here that people wanted a king. And then, because they wanted to be like the others. And ultimately, Saul was chosen and rejected and was succeeded by David, who became a better king than Saul. Unfortunately, after David's death, due to a sin committed by Solomon, we have the issue with the separation of Israel. And we look at these things, and we look at the reasons Israel wanted to be like king, to be like other nations, and the issues that it brought upon them. Saul was in this situation where he was chosen. And as we see this, when we look at what the scriptures here say about government, and it goes right along with what we read here today in today's devotional. Yahweh is sovereign over the government. With the voting season becoming before us, it is easy to be concerned about who will win the election. We know what it says in the scripture. It says in Psalms 135, verse 6, whatever Yahweh pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all the depths. Psalms 22, verse 28 says, for kingship belongs to Yahweh, and he rules over the nations. And Proverbs 21, verse 1, a king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of Yahweh. He turns it wherever his will. Daniel 2:21 says it changes the times and the years. He takes kings away and puts kings in power. He gives wisdom to the wise man and much learning and understanding. Proverbs 19:21, many plans are in a person's heart, but Yahweh's decree will prevail. You see that? Many plans are in a person's heart, but Yahweh's decree will prevail. So just like the people wanted a king back then, people voting in this system today are voting for one man over another man. They're voting for two men that are not following Yahweh's guidelines and instructions, his commandments. Do you hear that? You have two humans running for a position of a king or a president, and people are voting for these two men, and both men are not following Yahweh's guidelines and commandments. Now we have to make a decision. Do we vote for the one that's following not breaking as many as the other? Is that justification? Either way, you're going to end up with somebody who's not following Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. But yes, there are specific evils that Yahweh wants us to avoid, like abortion and other topics. And just like we read here in the devotional today about a democracy versus letting people have their own choice and making their own decisions. So ultimately, I believe that's what we should do. The free will that we'll have to decide we're going to stick with Yahweh's commandments and guidelines, and that's not going to be against the law for us to make up our own decisions, is more important than somebody who's trying to tell us we must do something or else. And that must is going against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. So, but it's not what I believe or what you believe that's important. Because ultimately the person that Yahweh is going to put into place here is going to be the one that ends up as our president. And just like Saul was used at that time, we saw the outcome of that situation. Yahweh's in control of everything and knows everything. It says in Daniel 4:35, all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, what have you done? Psalms 29:10 says, Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood, and Yahweh sits enthroned king forever. No matter who's in office in our lives, Yahweh is the ultimate authority in our lives. And the governing authorities are ultimately used in places that people are voting for Yahweh to do his work. He used many evil, wicked kings of other nations, from Pharaoh and all other situations, to fulfill Yahweh's ultimate goal. So What man intended for bad, Yahweh turned around for something good. In John 19:11, it says, you will have no authority over me at all. Yeshua answering him, if it hadn't been given to you from above, this is why the one handed me over to you has a greater sin. Daniel 2:44 says, in the days of those kings, the Elohim of the heavens will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. And this kingdom will not be left to another person. It will crush all those kingdoms, these kingdoms, and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure. Ultimately, we have to understand we are citizens of a different kingdom. That's what we have to understand. Romans 13:3 says, for the rulers are not to be feared by those who do good, but those who do evil. Would you like to be unafraid of those in authority? Then do what is good, and they will praise you. You understand this, that we have to adhere to Scripture over everything. And it doesn't make a difference who's in government or who's not in government when it comes to Yahweh's word and comparing it to word. You're either following or they're even following Yahweh's commandments or they're not. We've broken so many of the commandments of our Creator on a consistent basis year after year. The kings have been worse and worse and worse when it comes to giving Yahweh's instructions. Finally, we have a man in office as president presently who hasn't been as worse as the other ones. He's made very good strides in letting people make their own decisions, deciding what they want to decide. And he's probably been more outspoken and stood up for biblical principles more than any other man that's ever been in that position. However, he still has not completely submitted to Torah, the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. There are shortcomings with that, and also, no matter who is king or president in the system today, there's a whole group of other peoples in Congress and Senate and so on that have to approve or disapprove many of the things that he suggests. This was never the way Yahweh wanted things to be set up. For the word decided what was approved and not approved. It says in Job 12:23 to 25, he makes the nations great. He destroys them. He enlarges nations and he leads them away. He takes understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in the pathways of the waste. They grope in the dark without light and makes them stagger like a drunken man. Makes them stagger like a drunken man. Acts 17:24 says, the Elohim who made the world and all things in it, since he is Elohim over heaven and the earth, does not dwell in the temples made with hands. Yahweh, the government was instituted for Yahweh's glory. Remember, the priests were the ones in control. It says in Psalms 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation who Yahweh is the Elohim, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. We get that. And then we see the role of government. The role of the government today is simply and should be to punish the evildoers and to protect those who obey Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. That's it. That's it. Romans 13, verse 3 and 4 says, for rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise for the same. For it is a minister of Yahweh to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of Yahweh, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. See, today in the world, if we follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions, we get in trouble with the government. It's supposed to be the other way around. If you commit sin and practice it, which is living against the guidelines and instructions of Yahweh, that's where you should get the hardships, not the other way around. 1 Peter 2:13 and 4 says, submit yourselves to for Yahweh's sake to every human institution, whether to a king or to one in authority, to governors as set by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. So we have to understand what this thing. Submission and submit is not an ugly word. As a matter of fact, submission is one of the most beautiful words in the scriptures. And we look at Amasai Yeshua being one of the most submissive people in all of scriptures. There's a hierarchy in our ways. And you got to make our own decisions, but we have to understand Yahweh's word. In Titus 3:1, it says, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient and ready for every good work. Romans 13:1 says, let every person be subject to the governor's authorities, for there is no authority except Yahweh, and those that exist have been instituted. So should we obey the governments that tell us to live against Yahweh's word? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And just like we read in today's devotional, you know, it says in Acts 5:29, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey Yahweh rather than man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about when the government is unjust? You know, it says in Genesis 50, verse 20, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love Yahweh, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Philippians 2:20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await the Savior, Yeshua Messiah. Do we get this and understand this? It says in Proverbs, which is wisdom, 29, verse 2, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. And in Job 42:2 says, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. We know in the scriptures it says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. You know, so we know the story and everything. And we have to understand, it says in Romans 13:5-7, therefore it is necessary to be subject, not only because of his wrath, but also his conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes for rulers, servants of Yahweh, devoting them to this very thing. Render to all what is due to them. Tax, when taxes due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. This is even a more important, knowing that Yahweh is in control and Yahweh is the one who's in charge of everything. It is our job ultimately to pray for our government and our kings and everyone else. 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, first of all then, I urge you supplication prayers, intercessors, and thanksgivings to be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful, quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And 1 Peter 2:17 says, honor everyone, love thy brother, fear Yahweh, and honor the emperor. So we must stick to Yahweh's word above all. We must understand his position of authority. And if the leader is following authority, wonderful. If not, then you have to make that decision. All right, everybody, that is the Sufferwell devotional for today. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
The man of war, the Lord of hosts, are you. Thy right hand, O God, is glorious in power. For you have dashed the enemy in pieces, triumph gloriously over death. You reign in majesty. Who is like unto thee, O God, amongst the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in